This is an appropriate gospel for Halloween, the very scary gospel, where Jesus makes us imagine standing outside the door and knocking, sort of saying trick or treat, but asking instead for eternal salvation. And the man on the inside of the door doesn't open the door. Imagine you're a little kid trick or treating on Halloween. You're knocking in a big house. Lights are kind of off. Knocking. No one's opening the door. You're all alone. You kind of look around you. You see all these ghouls and goblins. The trees, the leaves rustle in the wind. It's very scary if someone doesn't open the door for you. You feel all alone. The pagan cultures that existed before the gospel of Christ was preached to them, it was a very scary place. Some offered child sacrifice. Others had all sorts of damaging and kind of scary practices. And when they received the gospel of Christ, when they became Christian nations, they received comfort, gladness, peace, that the moral life wasn't seen as something that was imposed upon them, but something that brought order to their lives, that having many gods being reduced down to one God wasn't some sort of diminishment of their religion, but having these whimsical and kind of inexplicable gods who always fought with one another and did all sorts of nefarious things on the earth, they were replaced by the one true God, the God of love, the God of peace. This is a cause of great joy for these Christian nations. And of course, in our own day, we suffer sometimes from this rebelliousness that we want, that a large segment of our society wants to return back to those days, the days of false freedom. But of course, without God, without Jesus Christ in our lives and in our streets preaching, it's a very lonely and scary place that we couldn't imagine the situation in our gospel today where the person on the inside of the door, where the master of the house says, "Depart from me, you evildoers," where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Nothing for us could be more scary. And so we keep coming, we keep dining with the Lord, and we keep trying to know the Lord more and more on this earth so that in heaven he cannot say to us, "I don't know you, I don't know where you're from." So in our lives, we keep trying to get to know the Lord more and more so that we can't be surprised by him on our judgment day. But of course, our job too is to help all those who live alone, who live scared, who live in fear because they don't know Christ. Our job is to get all those people from north and south, east and west, and get them to know the Lord so that on their judgment day, they too won't hear the response, "Depart from me, you evildoers." Rather, they will hear, like we want to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's joy." So today, think of how much joy and peace and comfort and security the Lord has given you in your life by having a relationship with you. And maybe even think that if he wasn't part of your life, how alone and scary that could be. And then use that experience of your own life to try and transmit to others that same joy, that same peace that comes when we do know the master of the house, when we know his love and his security.